You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2013 in the largest hard surface space, Mannington, and I'm here with Kim Holm, who's president of Mannington Residential. Kim, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kim. Thanks for showing up this morning.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
You know, Mannington, as you look around here, very striking flooring. One of the neat things about Mannington is, and I always say, you'll find it here, which means you have every surface category covered, and they're all beautifully styled, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do. We participate in all the categories in hard surface, and styling is what we're all about. So we focus, the entire organization is focused on bringing style to market. So appreciate the compliment.
Now, I remember when we met here last year, we talked about your aggressive plan. I mean, I can't remember what it was, but I mean, it was, I think it was high single digit growth you were planning on last year, and that came to fruition. So you talk a little bit about results last year.
Well, there were some great sides of the business last year. The building side of the business certainly rebounded last year and is starting to return to some reasonable levels. The remodel replacement business has still been soft, but over the last probably 4 or 5 months, we're feeling a return. And the retailers I'm talking to this morning are feeling that same thing. Consumers are going back into the stores and spending money on their homes again. So it bodes well not only for 2012, but 2013 as well.
That was my next question. You feeling good about 13?
Yeah, we have very aggressive budgets this year. We're hopeful to get double-digit growth this year of a little over 10% residentially, which we think is a bit aggressive, but there's some tailwind in the market, and we think we can deliver it.
Now, not only do you have beautifully styled floors, but you continue to invest in the market. I know last year, major acquisition, you bought Amtico. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Amtico has been a great acquisition for us. It's primarily a commercial acquisition, but they have the capability to produce LVT, which is the fastest growing category in the industry, maybe in the world right now. We are now the largest supplier of LVT in the world, and we want to expand on that and expand on our leadership position in this fast and growing category.
Now, one of the neat items about Amtico is the fact that you gained American manufacturing through that acquisition, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And specifically in commercial, it's very important because the variations in orders when you get a large job, it's just difficult to service that from overseas. But having domestic capabilities provides us, and they're, by the way, a high-styled, high-fashion company as well. So it combines the strength of the two plus domestic capabilities so we can service the market like never before.
And actually, if you look at the, I know you have to source some products because there's some unique looks that you can get in other countries, but the majority of what you sell to your customers is made in America, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're a proud company. We're 98 years old, family, fourth generation right now, Keith Campbell leading the company and the fifth generation on the way. But we're all about made in America. We're very proud of that, and we want to produce more and more of our products in America.
Hey, Kim, great to talk to you.
Thanks, Kim.
I think I'll catch up with Ed Duncan next. All right, see you, Kim. Hey, Ed. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, so you're vice president of marketing in the residential area.
That's correct.
I thought I'd ask you, if you would, tell us a little bit about what your focus is this year from a product standpoint.
Well, as we do every year, we come to Surfaces with all of our new and best items for the year, and this is really where we unveil everything. We've got a tremendous number of introductions across all of our categories. Our largest group of introductions happens to be here in this LVT section where we're standing. And we've got 56 new SKUs that we're introducing into our LVT range for the residential side, our Ardura brand, and very excited about that because it's been an exciting category over the last few years, and it continues to grow at a very quick pace for us.
Would you say that's your fastest growing category?
Without a doubt. It's a category that's growing generally in the marketplace. The category is gaining share against other categories, and we believe that we're doing a little bit better than the category in general, and we've been very pleased with our focus and the product lineup that we've got.
So, I just mentioned this with Kim, and I got to say again, the styling that you have here is unbelievable, very catchy. How do you pull this off every year? You have some of the most striking products that are on the floor.
Well, it's really pretty simple. We've got a really talented team, as you know, that has been working for us for a lot of years. And they immediately after the show begin to work on what we're going to be introducing next year. And so this is the culmination of thousands and thousands of man hours of work of the entire styling team. And they year in and year out, they pull off just stunning introductions. And it's what we're known for. And we're excited to be in a spot again this year where we've got a great group of introductions.
Now, you told me just a minute ago that your push this year is on LVT. You also have a push on the laminate side. Question I'd like to ask you, since you have a great offering in both categories, when a consumer walks in and a retail sales associate's waiting on the consumer, how does he know whether to take that consumer over to the LVT area or to the laminate area?
I think really what's going on now, Kemp, is that the category is still a fairly new category. LVT category is still very new to the consumer. Most consumers don't know that the category even exists before they walk into the store. And I think the retail salesperson is now showing them both categories and letting the consumer kind of choose which they prefer based upon differing factors. On one hand, laminate is a bit more scratch resistant than LVT. On the other hand, LVT is much more moisture resistant. It's a quieter floor, maybe a little softer and warmer underfoot than laminate. But both categories offer a lot of great attributes. They're both very important categories to us. And at the end of the day, it's up to that consumer's individual preference, basically, in what they want.
Ed, you're an anchor in this whole show here. You're the leading hard surface space upstairs. The appointments that you've been able to make, you feel good about the show so far?
We do. We're only an hour into it this morning, but we're off to a very big start. Our selling area has been packed ever since shortly after 9 o'clock. And all of our folks have a tremendous number of appointments set up over the next couple of days. So, we're very bullish about the outlook.
Okay, it's great to spend time with you. Have a good show.
Thank you.
All right, Joe,
yep.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good to see you.
So you're the head of design here, right?
Yes, I am.
I was just talking to both Kim and Ed about how beautiful this space is. How do you pull this off?
It starts today. And hopefully by this time next year, this is what you see again. For us, we're starting to work on new things already. But really, being in all five hard surface categories, there's a lot of interaction between what you do in hardwood, how it translates to laminate. And sometimes it's what you do in vinyl translates to what you do in porcelain. So there is no formula, but all the research in one category can transcend into another category, which helps us greatly.
So I know to be effective and to be excellent in what you do, which you are, you have to keep your finger on the pulse of styling. What are we seeing out there just from overall trends?
I think the key, one, we always try to be fashionable. And I think Ed and Kim will say it has to be saleable. But we're also trying to be very versatile. And I think you're seeing a lot of versatility today in natural looks. You're seeing more rectangles. If you look at our porcelain line, you're looking at our LVT line, if you look at our vinyl line, rectangles now almost has become a natural, like a square has been, like a 12 by 12. Mm-hmm. In wood, you're seeing longer, wider planks. So even though the natural theme still is very, very strong, the rustics, formats are changing. Longer, wider, rectangles, different shapes. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. You have to stay on that pulse to know when's the right time to introduce more products like that.
Yeah, I was actually noticing that you have rectangles that are fairly wide in both tile and wood, right?
Yeah, I guess the standard size for rectangles is like a 12 by 24.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the staple of what the shape is today. And it's selling very, very well for us.
Joe, what are you most excited about this year?
That's a tough question because I love all five categories. I always tell you that. I do think we did a great collection in wood this year called the Maison Collection. It's a line of sawn face products in long, wide lengths with beautiful staining. I think we've grown our restoration collection in laminate, and we've done extremely well with that collection. Again, what we do in LVT, we can bring out fashion-forward designs like what you see on the floor of Linnea. And in vinyl, we're doing great things, too, with different layouts and colors.
Joe, great to be with you. Again, you've done a great job. Good
Thank
to see you.
You too.
Again, we've been talking to Joe Amato, and you've been watching Kempar at Surfaces 2013.